This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Of course, it is a Thursday, and every Thursday we get together with the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor to talk about movies available to you and all that is going on in the world of Hollywood. Russ Collins, so good to have you back in studio. Always enjoy our time together.
Yeah, glad to be here. And I'm announcing that the Michigan Theater is doing a little bit of an odd thing, actually the State Theater. We're going to be showing Captain Marvel.
It's going to be huge.
Last year we showed Black Panther because we thought it was a culturally important film, and it ended up being a very, very good film, too. And Captain Marvel's the same way. It's got a female lead that's played by Brie Larson, who started off as an art house actress. She was in The Spectacular Now and Room. In fact, won an Academy Award for Room. It's got a co-director. One of the directors is a woman by the name of Anna Boden, with her directing partner Ryan Fleck. They also started off as art house directors with Half Nelson, which was a big breakthrough film for them in 2006 from Sundance, but subsequently did a baseball film called Sugar and Mississippi Grind, and now they've directed Captain Marvel. They were also involved in The Screenwriter, and Nicole Perlman did one of the initial screenwriting work on it. So
I have to ask an ignorant question. Now, I didn't read comic books as a kid. Wasn't Captain Marvel a guy?
No, actually, Captain Marvel
was always a woman.
Yeah, there's Captain America.
Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
So Carol Danvers is the name of the character that becomes Captain Marvel. And anyway, so we're excited about this. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to open on Thursday, March the 7th. So mark that on your
calendar. Sell out before March the 7th.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But we're actually excited about doing this superhero movie, which is not something we usually do.
I'm excited about the one that's going to be playing tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Joni 75, a birthday celebration. It's one night only. Tomorrow at 7:30, there's a concert that celebrated Joni Mitchell's 75th birthday. We have the live capture of that concert that featured such artists, just a few people you may have heard of: Brandi Carlile, Glenn Hansard, Emmylou Harris, Norah Jones, Chaka Khan, Diana Krall, Kris Kristofferson, Los Lobos, Graham Nash, Seal, James Taylor, Rufus Wainwright, and lots of other folks.
Seems as though maybe some people appreciate her music.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is played at art houses around the country to very well received. The concert was actually done back in November. One night only. We're really excited to present this with the ARC. So that's good. Again, tomorrow's Joni 75, a birthday celebration. Tomorrow night, 7:30. Go check it out.
Yeah, do not miss that. Now, Joni Mitchell, obviously one of the influential pioneers of music when it comes to women.
Right.
Women in film, that is being celebrated at the Michigan Theater as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. So we've got a program of short silent films from the 19-teens and 20s, and it's called Pioneer, First Women Filmmakers. And in the early days of cinema, there were actually a lot of female directors and artists, and it was a wide open kind of wacky new technology and means of expression. Alice Guy Blanche and Mabel Normand and Helen Holmes and Lois Weber and a lot of folks that have been lost to history to most people made these films. And most of the films that were made in this era, the teens and early 20s, were short films. That's basically the filmmaking that took place. Tuesday, February 26th, again, one night only at 7 o'clock, we're doing this series of female-made filmmakers from the early silent era. We're going to have live accompaniment by Andrew Rogers, our wonderful musician that plays the theater organ.
Great, kind of dive into, going to see the old-time flicker shows.
It's true. The Nickelodeon kind of films that were showing way, way, way back in the dawn of film. But this has, again, been playing art houses all over the country to great acclaim. So go check it out. Pioneer, First Women Filmmakers on Tuesday, February 26th at 7 o'clock. Now, the thing that's really happening course, the big news for this week in the cinema world is the Academy Awards coming up on Sunday.
Sunday night. Are you going to be watching?
We'll be watching. We're going to have some folks over to one of our board members' house and watch some of those folks. But
past my bedtime.
Yeah, it is.
Me and my 4.5-year-old grandson, we have the same bedtime.
And that's a good thing. So the best picture, now my hint to everyone if they want to win their Oscar pool, if you haven't already submitted it, is you essentially go to the British odd makers. You can't bet on the Academy Awards in Las Vegas.
Apparently, are you advocating gambling on my
station? I'm not, but they actually are pretty accurate in terms of picking which films will win.
So if you're going to fill out your pool, you can kind of maybe get a leg up?
You take advantage of the gamblers who are really serious about
this.
I see
how you are.
And again, you can't bet on the Academy Awards in Las Vegas, and you're even restricted from getting some of the information. I don't think you can place a bet in England from the United States, but you can find out what their odds are. And so, for example, the odds makers are picking Roma, but Green Book is kind of coming up as a good alternative. I still want Black Panther to win. It was a great film.
You and Michael Dewitt both.
Yeah, it was a great film, and it was a very popular film. And if you think back to like Titanic, which was a very popular film and a very good film, Star is Born also might slide in there. The Favorite is the best film selection by cinephiles, Roma, and I hope it doesn't win because it's Netflix and they're kind of anti-theatrical.
Well, I got to tell you, if Black Panther wins, I don't care where you live in Washtenaw County, you will hear the yell from Michael Jewett's Ypsilanti home.
Yes. And maybe mine, too. So there you go. Looks like Rami Malek is going to be the best actor selection. He won the SAG Award as well, the Golden Globes. And Mahershala Ali for supporting actor for Green Book. Glenn Close for The Wife. She won the Screen Actors Guild and the Golden Globe as well. And then Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk. Looks like the best actress. Foreign film could be Roma. It could be Cold War, which is currently playing in the Michigan Theater, which is just a great film. Shoplifters is also another one that's playing at the Michigan Theater. So anyway, we're playing the documentary shows. We're playing a ton of Academy Award winning films. Opening this week is Capernaum. And Capernaum is a Middle Eastern film that won the Grand Jury Prize at the Cannes Film Festival. And it's about this 12-year-old boy who's very, very streetwise, whose parents are not good parents in this particular case. But he ends up taking care of an Ethiopian refugee and her son. And it's a really compelling story about this young man, and tough in a lot of ways. But the critical consensus is Capernaum hits hard but rewards viewers with a smart, compassionate, and ultimately stirring picture of lives in the balance. And it is not only did it win the Cannes Top Jury Prize, but it also is nominated for one of the 5 nominees for Best Foreign Language.
And again, that opens up on Friday.
Yep, yeah. That opens up on Friday.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat. David Fair alongside Russ Collins.
And if you haven't seen the document or the Academy Awards shorts, don't miss the animated shorts. They are all great. There's actually 5 nominated and 2 bonus.
Those don't actually make the broadcast, right?
They do make the broadcast. Or they have in the past.
Like I said, I can't stay up late enough to find out.
And we'll see what happens this year. The documentary films and the live action films are actually really tough to watch. But if you're looking for a really nice thing to do with the family or do by yourself, go check out the animated shorts. They're really, really wonderful. If you haven't seen Roma on the big screen, we're still playing it on the big screen. Cold War, which again is nominated for 3 Oscars, including director and cinematography, as well as Best Foreign Language Film. This is a really great Polish film that starts in the 1950s and comes through many decades of cultural life in Poland. Pavel Pavlikowski is the director. He did Ida and My Summer of Love, a really great director. Black and white cinematography that's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I can't say enough about Cold War. Shoplifters is a Japanese film that is nominated, and it's about a family who shoplifts, and they take in a new person as part of their family. A really interesting, compelling film. If Beale Street Could Talk, which is based on a wonderful novel that has a great, great director, great story, wonderful thing. Go check out If Beale Street Could Talk. Vice is playing just occasionally, but it's Adam McKay is the screenwriter, and one is nominated for screenwriting.
And there's
as well.
The Favorite and The Green Book and Free Solo, all these Oscar nominated films.
Yeah,
Stand and Ollie continues.
Yep, that Stand and Ollie continues. And then opening up at the multiplex is How to Train Your Dragon: The Hidden World. This is the third How to Train Your Dragon film, and I know
some are saying it's one of the best.
Yeah, and my grandson is going to go see this. He wanted the first one for his birthday, which we did last year, and so he'll be there at the multiplex to see How to Train Your Dragon.
I'm going to have to take my grandson. Welcome to Codger Talk.
That's
I think we're
right.
going to have to, you know, rename this thing. Well, thank you very much for the time. Enjoy the Academy Awards, and I hope you do well in your pool.
Yeah, everybody. Go check out the Las Vegas Arts, and you can win your Academy Award pool. And ta-ta from Hollywood at Academy Awards Central.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. And as always, we thank you for spending a little time with us and joining us for the weekly feature, Cinema Chat. You'll hear it every Thursday right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.